Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you. Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's holiday edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set to stream the show. And, of course, you can find us on Facebook these days.
Go to Facebook, search Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Check out all the great stories and videos and photos and stuff of animals that I post. Some really great stuff. And speaking of that, it's a Natasha and Martha Sunday, and Natasha Venter is here, our communicator and medium and psychic person, personal awareness coach, and she does feng shui and all kinds of good stuff. And by the way, she also does a podcast every week at 4 o'clock on her YouTube channel and is available for private readings and all of that sort of thing. Speaking of pictures, on Facebook and so forth, Natasha just sent me some very cute pictures. And this must be of your new kitten that's coming. Mm-hmm. So you guys are adding a member to your family. And
we are.
Boy, very cute. A little boy or girl?
A little boy.
Little boy. And it's like a long-haired tabby. Dark tabby.
We're not too sure about how long, but yes.
Medium to long hair, depending on how he grows up.
We will see the evolution of it.
Now, he's in someone's arms here and then meeting a dog. Is that you, your dog?
So Tina is in the picture, and she's the one that fostered Mama during this time of having babies.
Okay.
She does fostering for the Humane Society and for a vet. It was the first time he ever went outside. And then since he knew her, I had her hold him. His name is Rocky. And while we met Cleo.
So that is your dog.
Cleo. That is my dog.
Okay. All right. So it looks like the dog is like standing in the back of a car with the door up. And then this gal's holding the kitten. It looks like they're just kind of staring at each other.
Yep. There was a little bit of a hiss, but nothing that was like fireworks. So there's hope.
Yay. So what's your, and did you say you've named this little guy already?
It's probably going to be Rocky.
Rocky. And is Rocky going to be an indoor kitty, indoor, outdoor model? Do you know? How is this going to go?
He'll probably be indoor until the springtime. So he'll be about 4 or 5 months old by the time, and he'll be neutered, and he'll be all his shots, first shots will be taken care of and that kind of thing. And then he'll be hopefully an indoor, outdoor cat.
Yeah, okay. So, I don't know the area you live in. And decades ago now, I made my choice to build catios and cat runs and not let my cats go outside unattended, simply because when I moved from the city out to the country, it was like I had a major shock in that it's less safe in the country than the city. Not only do you have roads and streets and cars, but you got all kinds of predators, and you got ground predators, in terms of bobcats and cougar, you've got aerial predators in terms of owls and eagles and so forth. Anyway, it was just too risky, so I've had indoor-only kitties, but what's really saved me has been the cat runs, because they just love it, and I've found that when they have the cat run, they actually choose to be in the cat run rather than to go out because the cats have told me it's safer. You know, they can really relax. Otherwise, they have to, have like one eye open and be aware of predators. So that I made that decision a long time ago. But do you feel, is your area safer, or you're able to keep the predators
away?
We live in a
small town, kind of on the edge of it, down a dead end road. Okay. So it's pretty, and there's a field on one side and a pasture area in the back, and the houses around us are pretty low grade. So coyote, yes, I hear coyote at night, but I try to get my animals in at night. Uh-huh. Dog is in at night. And I try to keep my, and I've always brought my cats in at night.
And that's working for you.
And that's been working. Okay. Now, Ava, my feral cat, she has done her own thing, and she's very wise about her time, and I have to allow her to be her. So She refuses to come in. So I kind of, and I've tried bribing her since she's been a kitten to come in at night. And she, this year, has decided definitely not. So she does have a garage that she can get in and out of very easily. And it's a two-car garage. So it's not a small garage. It's a bigger garage. And she's got a lot of area around her that's very protective. I have a lot of trees, a lot of brush that she can get into very easily and quickly. So I do think of that. I don't know. I like my doors open and I don't have screen doors on all of them. And so for me, my self-preservation is having doors open. And so I have to allow the cats to go out. But what I do allow is the cats to go out in their timing, in their wants, where they want to go. The doors open, they can go out, they can come in. You know, I don't force them out and throw them out. You know, learn the world.
Right.
You know, so I'm hoping that this all works out. It has worked out for many of my cats that I've had over the years. So it's a fine line. I do respect
the
indoor.
One that you're describing, the feral or the outdoor cat. I mean, those cats, you know, a lot of whether they fall prey to predators and so forth. A lot of times depends on the individual cat and their experience and how they've grown up. And you know, I mean, feral cats that are born wild, you know, they grow up knowing how to survive and how to avoid stuff. The cats that most often get taken by, you know, our regular predators around here are ones that don't know, you know, and they just, you know, get into to a situation or a place, you know, they're in the wrong place at the wrong time. But they don't know how to survive and all of those skills. So I would my tendency, because you just mentioned you have that feral type cat, you know, that stays out. And it sounds like, you know, she knows how to survive and she knows what it's all about. So if I were in your situation, and I was going to bring in little Rocky. I'd be having a talk. I'd be talking to your other kitty, you know, and reminding her, you know, that, you know, I'm figuring you probably did, I'd be doing things like, you know, reminding her that there's power in numbers and this little boy's coming in and she wants him on her team because he's going to, but she needs to teach him the ropes and how to survive and how to, you know, stay safe. Because, you know, she could teach him.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. And that's basically what I've been starting to do is that now that Cleo has met Rocky, I've been really putting the idea that him walking around the house and then with Ava, she has no concept yet. And she doesn't necessarily negotiate with me too well or too much, but I've been putting it out there that there's going to be a new kitten coming around in the springtime. So I've been doing the pre-talks just in case that she's so aware of smells, you know, like if she's at the back door, she knows if something's off in the house. That's how keen her senses are. Like if I have like somebody in the house, I have to have them actually go in like the farthest room to get her maybe in the house because she can sense them in here. And and so with that I've already been telling her that there's going to be somebody else in the house.
Gotcha.
Just in case it starts snowing and she needs to come in. But I don't know. It's going to be an adventure.
Okay.
But I'm grateful for having a cat outside because we do have a lot of mice and stuff. And it does keep – we need a cat. We're enough. We need a cat outside.
They can be great mousers. And
really she
help. Is. And so I don't forget, let's you know, we left the last hour. We had just talked to Stacy and got a Bagman update and his licking feet thing. Have you tuned in to Stacy's Frenchie Bags and getting anything about this licking and liver and all that sort of stuff? Like with the street dog that we were talking about, my client's dog, Natasha was able to confirm what I was thinking, that this was more ritualistic, calming down, going to bed ritual. Wasn't a problem. But what about with Bags? Did you get anything
related
to him?
Going back to the street dog, though, that there are things in the DNA, as I was starting to say, that are a little bit You know, when a dog has been bred a lot, just like a woman who's had a lot of kids, you know, the body gets depleted. And so this pup does have some depletions in the DNA setup. But at the same time, though, it is one of those negotiations of I feel it's more ritual than it is about food, but I would be on better food for that dog. I would be on better intentions for the gut health for that dog,
Yeah, and
but
they're
I wouldn't necessarily think that it's all gut.
right. Yeah.
Now with Bags, I did get a hit last time when we were talking about how he had something going on with his digestion. Remember, it was like not this
Oh,
last month, but the month
okay.
before. But so the liver makes sense because that's in the that
Okay.
flow of that digestion. What I'm getting is it's going to take a little bit longer. He's not a young pup anymore, so his so things
Yeah,
so
how old
that
is Bagman now?
Five.
Five. Yeah,
yeah
he isn't young.
yeah
He's 5 years
I
old for
know
crying
that's
out
crazy.
loud. Wow,
Yeah,
that's
so it's
amazing.
going to take a little bit longer for his liver
All right, now, are you
to
confirming then whatever the remedy was that Jude had you giving for the liver? Are you saying, Natasha, that's a good thing and Stacy should be doing that again? Okay. And that there may be a correlation between the liver stuff and the paw licking? Is that what you're saying?
Yes,
Okay.
exactly. And you know, if you think about it, what does the liver do? It's about
It
emotions,
detoxes it,
energy,
isn't it?
and detoxing. And it's not necessarily detoxing food, but it's detoxing the energy around us.
Gotcha.
And so with that, you know, when we can support in our humanness, even, you know, our liver's health, we're going to manage our life a lot differently. And we're coming into the energies of this, the new energies coming into this new year are going to be really about taking care of our personal health. And liver, adrenals, and thyroid, and a lot of the incrinic, I can never say that word, incrinic system. all the thyroids and pituitary glands and all
Well,
the
endocrine.
there we go, that word that I can't say.
Right.
That it's about that getting that health. And so our animals are in the same boat, and because they're dealing with a lot of toxin energy too. And so with that, it makes sense with Bags with his liver, and then that will help his gut health too, because then the liver's not trying to dump so much into the intestine and a lot of the other things going on.
Okay, well, that sounds good. All right, so
So I don't need to like totally change his food.
No,
No.
it's more about supporting his gut health
Okay.
more than it is about changing his food.
Okay.
And then continue the remedy,
Yeah,
whatever.
I was
Yeah.
started it back up again, so.
Yeah,
Yeah.
all right, well, it'll be interesting to see then. We'll have Dr. Nils tune in, obviously, the next time, when we get to January show. But also, well, except we're going to be Zooming next week. There might be time to ask Jude about it when she's here next week. But anyway, we'll see. Okay, looking at the time, we got to take care of advertisers here to keep Nathan happy. Otherwise, we're all in trouble. So let's do that. And by the way, if anybody out there, you got questions, behavior training or healing questions for me, or anything you want to know about your animal friends, about your life, you want a personal awareness reading with Natasha, she and I are both available. We'd love to hear from you. Local number 425-373-5527 or toll free 888-298-5569. At any rate, stay right where you are because Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150, talk radio for the body, mind, and soul.
Nathan's marching along. Oh. How fun. Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're... Excuse me. We are approaching midway through the second hour of this week's holiday edition of Animal World, and we heard from our wonderful Dr. Nils Rasmussen. We were just talking about him. You can check him out and his neuroenergetic balancing through his website, healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. You can also check out his do-it-yourself program. He has the Rasmussen Reset program available for you to learn to do it yourself with your animal friends. And he always does a free telephone evaluation. So you can just go to the website, healingministryforanimals.com, fill out the little quick response form, and he will arrange a phone call, chat with you about you and your animal friends and how he can help. And if you are unable to reach him via computer, you can give him a call at 425-238-2668. 425-238-2668. And it's healingministryforanimals.com. And of course, you know, if you need, if you've got dogs that have behavior training issues and so forth, then I can absolutely help you with that. I also always do a free telephone evaluation. Typically, I meet with you in your home with your dog friends and do a marathon session to teach you everything you need to know to live successfully with your dog friend and solve your problems quickly. So if you are interested, I am available and I am not too far booked up. It's a good time of year to book me. I have openings, I think, the last week of this month and still lots of openings in January. So all you got to do is give me a call, 360-217-7258, 360-217-7258. All righty. Let's see. Where were we in our discussion? I think, well, let's see. We were good with Stacy and Bags. And I think when we talked through my client's dog,
As you get back to that, I do want to let people know and remind people that is a call-in show today. So if you want to call into the show and find out something about you or your animal friends that Natasha Venter can help you with that stuff, you can give us a call at 425-373-5527 or toll-free at 1-888-298-5569. We're waiting for your calls.
Thank you, Nathan. All right, so something else I want you to look at, Natasha.
Yes.
And I don't know how aware you of this, but we've had a relatively mysterious dog illness going on in the country. And this has been, you know, last, I don't know, few months maybe. Anyway, it seems to be a respiratory virus, probably, maybe leading to bacterial infection or fungal. It's not really sure. But what I can tell you an update on this mysterious dog illness. It has in fact been confirmed. They've given it a strange name. It's a lot of words together. They're calling it kind of a generic name for this, whatever this illness is. They still don't know what's causing it exactly. But it is obviously contagious. Dogs start out with a cough, and it apparently can progress very quickly. A cough leads to congestion, goes to pneumonia right away, and dogs have been dying fairly quickly. So initially they were saying that it seemed to not respond to normal antibiotics, but then there was at least one report of a veterinarian prescribing chloramphenicol, which is an antibiotic that used to be used all the time with animals when I worked in veterinary medicine decades ago, but then they determined that it was more dangerous than other antibiotics and it hasn't been used as much. But it apparently is working with this, whatever it is, the bacteria or virus, whatever it is that's underlying this illness. And so what I can tell you that I have read officially, the illness, whatever it is, has been documented now in 16 states. Most of them are on the West Coast area. Washington is one of them. And the latest information I have is that there have been two documented cases in Washington. But Oregon's got over 200. So at this point, it's one of those kind of, well, we don't really know a lot. And I want you, before we even get into this, really, you got to go back and remember what Natasha said last hour, which is you don't want to get into the fear and the worry of this and all of that. So at this point, we're staying.
But you want to get into the acknowledgement of it.
This point, we're just learning. We're paying attention. Okay. And we're learning about it and following, you know, the recommendations at this point. So right now, because we know it's in our state, you know, and probably more than just two cases and that sort of thing, but then all these dogs in Oregon. So right now, the veterinary advice is not the wisest thing to go to dog parks and places where your dog will be exposed to a lot of unknown dogs and so forth. You know, you don't have to be totally paranoid and not go anywhere and to completely isolate. At least that's not being advised at this point. But at heavy traffic times in dog parks and stuff, the advice right now is let's just not do that until we have a better handle on what in fact is going on. So what I wanted Natasha to do is that's why I warned you, is to look at the energy as I'm telling you the story and what we kind of know now. So I'd love to know what you get intuitively about this and some of the questions that are popping up that they're the powers that be are asking themselves. Is this a new virus? Is this something that we already have a vaccine for? Or is there some way we already know how to deal with it? Is it a known thing? Is it a new thing? There's been talk about the avian, like, is it an H1N1 or whatever the bird virus is that has been more prevalent?
It's a flu.
Okay, you're getting it's a flu. Okay,
as a flu.
All right, so there's been question is, could this bird H1N1 virus, could that have mutated in some way and now be affecting the dogs. The other thinking and the other wondering is, well, what about COVID? Could this be a variant of COVID for humans that's now dealing in dog stuff? So what do you see around all those? And do you have any answers for that, Natasha?
What I'm getting is that this is, if to use the language that we know today,
right?
Yeah. It is a flu. I'm getting that it is something that started somewhere. Yes. And I'm trying to choose my words here. Okay. And that I'm trying to label this here. So going into this, that yes, it is something like it feels like it has a lot of the pattern of like when we get a huge illness that comes through, like we get, you know, illnesses that come through school, you know, like we've got that. I don't feel good. My tummy right now thing that's going through
all
school.
The kids so get it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, not all of them, but yet, yeah, you know, a majority of them get them. And so we get these things that go through.
A wave of illness that comes through
a
and
wave
not
of
necessarily
illness. And
identified.
This, yeah, and this has the signature of like a COVID scenario, you know, where if we step into the fear of it, if we step into the pattern of it, so be proactive, you know. You know, if I had a cold, I wouldn't want to go to the dog park unless right. I stood away from everybody. Right. It's that it's just being conscious of what's happening. And our animals have been fed crap for food for so long.
Yeah.
Our gut health represents yeah. our overall health. And so if we allow our animals to have better gut health, we'll have better lung health, we'll have better mind health, we'll have better. And so that is the signature is that this is a waker that we have to get our bodies healthier overall. Two-legged, four-legged, no-legged, you know, whatever it is.
Everybody needs
to start getting our gut health healthier so that our lung health is happier. And they take in so much through their nose, right? And then I wonder if there's a tendency towards certain, I don't want to say certain breeds, but I wonder if it's, if you look at how thin the line of how, like it was this, where did these animals come from? Was the mom in good health? Was, you know what I mean? It's that, yeah. What is the DNA line that we're working with too? Yeah, this is something like something was put somewhere and it started the line of this ripple effect, kind of like, why does the bird flu start, right? Why do we get these illnesses that come through the pork, the pigs? Why do we get these, the cow illnesses? There's something but we are here with it now. So what can we do? We can really start working on getting the gut health. We can really start working on getting the overall health of our animals better.
Right. But what I want to touch on here is, you did say what was like COVID-like, but does that mean this could be some kind of variant or mutation of the COVID virus that's now affecting dogs? What about, do you see any correlation between the avian flu and this canine flu that you're seeing? Is that a possibility?
No,
okay.
Not really.
So this is something of its in and of itself.
Yes.
So we don't have to worry about, oh, now dogs all get COVID, or oh, now dogs are all getting the bird flu. It's not that. It's not coming from that sort of thing. And
no, but it has.
We may never know where it comes from. Possibly, it just more like those when you mentioned more like the school kid thing where a new disease comes through. Anyway,
and it's just right now, it's kind of like we've had these waves that go through the pigs. We get the waves that go through the birds. We get the waves that go through the cows. We get the waves that go through the horses, right? So we get these waves that go through, and our dogs have been pretty immune to a wave, and now it's their turn to be on the wave. Sadly, you know, it may be the cats that come.
But at this point, you'd say it is something new. It's not something, it's not a virus or something we've dealt with before. Is that fair to say?
I'm not saying, I can't say that it isn't something that's from the old. There's something that has been brought up from old. We're doing a lot of work with old DNA.
Okay.
We're doing a lot of work with old DNA, so this could be something that's triggered in from old DNA, and we're dealing with a lot of molds right now. We're dealing with a lot of pollens right now. We're dealing with a lot of molds on pollens, and stuff like that. So there's these triggers that go in the nose, and then how does the body react to it?
Yeah. Okay. So, bottom line is, you know, don't make it an issue and go into fear and worry about it. Just pay attention and listen and follow, you know, reasonable guidelines and pick and choose when and if you go to dog parks and exposure to lots of dogs that you don't know. But for the time being, we know 16 states. Most of them on this side of the country, and I think Oregon has the most, but they have over 200 documented cases. Mm-hmm. So just pay attention, and it's a flu-like type thing.
Mm-hmm.
All right, thank you.
It's gonna be something that we're gonna have to negotiate with, and honor. But I would start whatever you can do to get the dog's gut health better.
Okay. All right, we got to take care of advertisers again for the last time in this hour. And, of course, it would be a perfect time to call in if you have a behavior training or healing question for me, or if there's something you'd like to know from Natasha about your animal friends or about yourself. The human animal works here, too. So just pick up your phone, 425-373-5527 or 888-298-5527. 5569. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Be sure to support the sponsors of your favorite shows on Alternative Talk 1150.
So hard to interrupt. Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and thanks for spending some time with us here on Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And golly whiz, we heard from Natasha in this segment, and you can check Natasha and her work out at her website, which is angelicclarifications.com. But then, you know, she does some other stuff too. So, Natasha, I know that you've been out in public more and doing some of the psychic fairs and so forth around the area. Are you continuing to do that? Got any? I don't know that there's anything going on right now during the holiday, but do you have?
Yes, I am picking and choosing. I'm not going to a lot of the fairs,
okay. But
I am picking and choosing. There's one that I like to go down to Kent area in the springtime. And gotcha. Then that usually is one that follows through down in the September time. And then it just depends on which one I get intuitively called to be with.
Okay. Now, you... I also reminded everybody that you do your regular podcast. So
yes.
Tell us about that.
So that's Wednesdays at 4 o'clock Pacific time on my YouTube channel, Natasha Venter AC, and also Facebook, Natasha Venter AC. I can now go live on Instagram. So You might see me more on Instagram, same platform, Natasha Venter AC. What I'm enjoying with my shows lately is that the universe has asked me to do a lot more channeling. So I've been doing a lot more channeling, having one deity, maybe or two, coming in who want to give messages for what we're coming into. This new year is the evolution that we're on. And you've been hearing this new world. You've been hearing a lot of things. We're still human, trying to do better. And so that's what the intention of my show is to help the people of our world.
Help humans do better.
And it's going to be awakening the love for ourselves, which means going in and doing a lot of the shadow work to figure out why we don't have self-love, why we are struggling with who we are. Whys, and I love to support people looking into the whys of life to become more enlightened, because it's not about self-punishment. It's about saying, you know what, I'm carrying a lot of stuff that isn't mine, and I'm ready to shine. I'm ready to be who I'm meant to be, and that's going to be the evolution of our world. We're going to have people that are still very 3D. But at the same time, though, if we don't want to be those 3D people, we're going to have to do a little bit of that negotiation with self and to be more enlightened with our world.
All right.
And so I love to do that. And then I have my 2-minute videos that are in alignment with the Mantra Mondays to bring into the world that we're into, and just a little short little, yeah, we can get it done videos.
All right. And all of this is available. You know, your podcast is live at 4 p.m. on Wednesdays. And you can access all of this. Now, it's Natasha Venter AC. So website's angelicclarifications.com. YouTube is Natasha Venter AC. For the podcast or on Facebook, same thing. And it sounds like coming to Instagram.
So. Yeah, well, I have been on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and TikTok.
Okay.
So I've been on the major platforms for a very long time. And like on Twitter, I think I have probably over 2,000 videos on
Wow. Twitter. All right. So look for Natasha.
I've been doing it for a while.
All of that good stuff. And then remember Jude Ponton. Our sound healer is operating the Whispering Dragon Center out of her home now in Shoreline. Great access, great place to go and see her in person. She also can work with you remotely. Check her out at whispering-dragon.com is the website, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or just give Jude a call at 206-706-2836, 206-706-2836. And if you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, love to have you join our Animal World family of advertisers. So if you're interested in that, you can just shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. And by the way, we've got plenty of time for phone calls. Anybody out there hanging on, 425-373-5527. Let's see. We might as well get to current events. Before we do that briefly, I just want to say I got a nice gift from the universe this last couple weeks. You know, I've had nothing to say about animal TV because there just hadn't been anything good on that.
Dr. Jeff is on.
But Dr. Jeff is back on Animal Planet, and they've been having Dr. Jeff marathons on Saturday evening. So I've been getting my fill of Dr. Jeff, and I just can't get enough of him. And I just so wish I could get every vet in the country to watch this show, and after they got over themselves and their ego, to realize that, you know, the state of the art of how we should be practicing veterinary medicine. I have never seen such an incredibly gifted veterinarian, the most gifted veterinary orthopedic surgeon I've ever seen. And I worked for the best in the business back in the day when veterinary orthopedic medicine was really just getting flying. So I do know of what I speak in that area. And man, is he good. But his incredibly big heart and wanting to give and be reasonable to help people and make things affordable. And he practices a level of medicine and the way the practice is set up. It's a large practice, a number of vets and a lot of employees, and they do rescue work for animals as well, but in a ton of pro bono work and helping rescues and all of that sort of thing. But he's kind of perfected what I think should be the state of the art for veterinary medicine, because I don't believe we don't need the same level of sophisticated sterility and perfection that we have in human medicine that Stacy deals with all the time. You know, let's face it, you know, our dogs and cats, they eat crappy stuff. They eat just plain crap. You know, and their bodies are better at dealing with these things than ours are. And we can give a very high quality of medicine. You see, when you watch Dr. Jeff and the shows, they have all the bells and whistles in terms of all the fancy equipment and all the stuff you need to, and all the diagnostics done in the practice. And all of their vets are educated and can look at the microscope and diagnose things right on the spot. They've got all of that sophisticated stuff, but they don't put a whole lot of medicine into like one particular surgery room that is absolutely sterile and you have to wear caps and gloves and feet, you know, all the things that cost all the money. You don't need to do that. But anyway, you can see the way he does this and the practice is set up. People come from all over the country because it's cheaper to go tons of miles to go see Dr. Jeff, because a surgery that is thousands and thousands of dollars these days everywhere else would be
he
hundreds.
He does it for like $700,
$800. For hundreds for him and has and reasonable for what it is. Anyway, so my hope is that someday everyone will, all the vets in the world, you know, will take a look at this and realize that we need to have to come back to a better balance. In my opinion, veterinary medicine has gone totally over the top and off the deep end and has become far too sophisticated and costly. And my gosh, I mean, when it costs you hundreds of dollars to neuter your cat, for crying out loud, it takes less than 10 minutes. You know, hundreds of dollars to spay your cat. Well, it takes less than 30 minutes if you're being really slow. You know, it just doesn't make sense. Anyway, off my soapbox. How about, so we can fool around next hour and sing and all that good stuff, let's take care of current events. Okie dokie. Now, I told you about it earlier. I'll mention it again. Our Linda Rasmussen, our neuroenergetic balancer, best practitioner and energy codes gal, works out of the interspace facility at the old Rainier Brewery, and she offers, continues free introductory session to any of you that call or text her, and doesn't count if you've been on the radio with us. So you can call or text Linda at 206-841-1992. We just talked to Natasha about all that she does. Now, all kinds of good stuff going on out at the Northwest Stream Center in South Everett. They're at the, located at McCollum, within McCollum Park. Now, the holiday trees, this is where you get your live trees. If you want live tree for Christmas, holiday trees for salmon, you can. They continue to be available Tuesday through Saturdays, 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. through December 23rd. So Tuesday through Saturday, 10 a.m., 4 p.m., December 23rd. And everyone who purchases a holiday tree for salmon gets a 2024 Adopt a Stream Foundation membership as a holiday gift. And benefits include a free entry to the Stream Center, discounts at the Academy events, and 10% discounts on purchases at their nature store. They have a selection of 3 to 5 foot Sitka spruce, Western red cedar, Western hemlock, Douglas fir trees, and they're all in pots. 40, 60, 100 bucks. After the holidays, all the trees can, you can return them to the Stream Center. They'll be planted next to a local salmon stream. Of course, you can keep your tree. Plant it yourself and your own property is fine. Then there is a celebration and on, they're calling it New Year, New Tree, Saturday, December 13th. This is going to happen from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. After the holidays, you're invited to join Adopt a Stream Foundation at a special restoration event, New Year, New Tree, where you can plant your holiday tree beside a salmon stream. Your tree will enhance the health of Quill Cedar Creek for generations to come. So they'll be planting all these brought back Christmas trees on the West Fork of Quill Cedar Creek. So if you want to participate in that, that information is all up on current events too. All righty, and then we've got the last Santa photo day benefiting Meow. It is this afternoon, 12 to 3 p.m. at Linwood West Mud Bay. Linwood West Mud Bay today, 12 to 3 p.m. And then, all right, the new one here. And this is Santa Paws at Crossroads, Bellevue. So that's our neighborhood here. And that is tomorrow, December 18th. It says 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Crossroads Bellevue. It's near the Wiggleworks Kids. And it sounds to me like they're going to be doing Santa Paws pictures all day, but then certain blocks of time, the proceeds will go to benefit different places. So it says that if you want, Seattle Humane will have their booth and pet photos with Santa there tomorrow, Monday, from 4 to 8 p.m. So if you want the proceeds of your photos to go to Seattle Humane, you go 4 to 8 p.m. tomorrow, but it looks like they're going to be doing it all day starting at 11 a.m. So that is the new one. And then, of course, we got good stuff happening next week. Christmas Eve. It's the 24th of December next week, and we're going to do a live show. Woohoo! And I decided it had to be something really special if we were going to do it, and so we are, and we will have, can't wait, our favorite guest of all time will join us. Helen Thayer will be here next week, and we're going to launch her brand new book, Charlie, Hero by My Side. And hopefully I get a copy and get to read it this week, but we have to work out the logistics on that. But the book is out and ready to go, Charlie, Hero by My Side, and can't wait to talk to Helen, catch up with her, and, you know, in her later 80s now, she climbed Mount Rainier 25 times last month just for fun. Can you believe it? All right. Anyway, she'll be here. And then, of course, we're going to welcome back Jude Ponton is going to join us. And hopefully she and Nathan are going to work out some magic. And we will have a live Christmas Eve blessings sound bath live from the Whispering Dragon Center next week. So I hope you can join us for that. And we're out of time for the second hour here. So we're going to fire up the Jingle Cats and bop around and enjoy them. And I energize them up with the Yogi Energization Prayer so we get extra energy and juice for the rest of the day and the week. Here we go with that. Oh, Infinite Spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our hearts, minds, and souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the Jingle Cats and Dogs, and they're coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.